Thank you very much, Chairperson. My name is Linda Moss. I'm the member of the Portfolio Committee for Urban Council. Thank you. I am Hilda Cesarean Sui, the member of this committee. Thank you.
Ricky van den Berg, work less than committee.
Member of the Portfolio Committee.
Zoe Filetapane, member of the Committee.
Dita Bimawunda, Shiorosha Committee.
Lifu Kwarai, Sitata Committee and Ayatel Kachi. Rivera. Wenu Mishwani. Fine, and then members of the traditional sector that you know about you.
Hi, I'm Collins Lamela, I'm content advisor for the committee.
Good morning, Sia, I'm taking the session for the facility.
Morning, Malan Tomone for communication support for the commission.
Morning, everybody. My name is Johnny Francis. I'm the committee assistant.
Hello, I'm Tiffany Mugan from PNG.
Morning, my name is Anna Katana, the executive secretary to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I allow the other people, maybe the department, representatives of the department, before we come to our visitors.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Honorable members and colleagues from NAC and ZICO. My name is Molele Kilidimu. I'm representing the acting DG, Mr. Bosin Diman, and Mr. Mike Rennie, who deals with institutional governance, fell sick yesterday, trying to fly again. An apology for me in advance, Jen.
Morning, members and colleagues. My name is Carla Kasama from the Ministry.
Thank you. Before we allow our visitors to introduce themselves, we have a few apologies here. An apology from Mama Story. She's not here. It's a written apology. We've got an apology for Tate Chitela. An apology from the Minister Mashatile. An apology from Dr. Pasa, the Deputy Minister. An apology from the DG, and this apology from Mahatan. So we have got written apologies for those people. Shall we, before we start, allow the NAC, National Arts Council, to introduce themselves and their interest?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. Good morning, honorable members. My name is Angie Kweta, and I am the chairperson of the National Arts Council. And I'll allow my colleagues to introduce themselves.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Mohau Mpumela. I am the deputy chairperson of the National Arts Council. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Tami Kupela. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of the National Arts Council.
Morning. My name is Carol Maluleke. I'm the Communications and Marketing Manager for the National Arts Council.
Thank you, Chair. That's all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we allow the members from ZICO Museum to introduce themselves? Please, thank you.
Good morning. Chairperson, honourable members. My name is Siraj Rasool, and I'm the chairperson of ZICO Museums of South Africa, and I'm very pleased to be here with
Good morning, Chair, honourable members. My name is Roxana Omar. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the Ezekiel Museums of South Africa. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and honourable members. My name is Bongani Ndovu. I'm the Executive Director for Core Functions with Ezekiel Museums of South Africa.
Good morning, honourable members. I'm Faiza Ali and I'm the CFO of Ezekiel Museums of South Africa. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and honourable members. I'm Denise Krauss. I'm the Executive Director of Operations of Ezekiel Museums of South Africa.
Thank you. Is there anyone who has not introduced herself for yourself? Have you introduced yourself?
Honourable Chair members, I'm Denise Kwasanda, the Executive CEO of Ezekiel Museum for South Africa.
Thank you. I think we're going to start. We look at our program as it stands. Can we adopt the program?
I move the adoption of the program for today.
Is seconded. Thank you. We look at our program. We're going to start with the National Arts Council. As we know, the National Arts Council of South Africa is a statutory body established in terms of National Arts Council Act. Act 56 of 1997. So it received an annual grant of 87.6 million with an indicated growth of 12.60% over the MTEF period. So it's a very important body. We're happy that you have come today to come and brief us on what is happening with the National Arts Council. You are welcome here, Portfolio Committee. Without waste of time, we are going to give you time to brief us about the National Arts Council, your ACP 2013 and 2014. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Honourable members, can I start off by giving an apology on behalf of our CEO, Ms. Monica Newton? Monica lost her mom a week ago, and she really wanted to come and join us, but yesterday when I spoke to her over the phone, she wasn't doing too well. So an apology from her. Thank you for the opportunity to come in and provide the portfolio committee, give them a report on the work that we are doing. I'm not sure, Chairperson, we should go through the whole presentation or whether we should just do the highlights.
Yeah, that's only a 20-minute presentation, so it's up to you whether you want to go through the whole presentation or give the highlights, but we have 20 minutes.
Okay. We will do the highlights so that we should allow time for discussion.
Sorry to interrupt you. Bearing in mind that we have not received this document anyway on time, so if you give the highlights, just give a bit of flesh so that the members can be able to understand what you're talking about. You know, usually we get this documentation well in advance so that the members are able to settle down and study the documentation so are able to ask relevant questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I apologize for that. I was under the impression that you sent this time. As far as the introduction goes and the mandate, there has been no change, Chair. So we will pass through that one. Under the objectives, again, there's been no changes, but I want to highlight that it has not been business as usual with us because we decided to focus particularly on the second bullet from the bottom, which is the third one, to address historical imbalances in the provision of infrastructure for the promotion of the arts. This council took a conscious decision that the legacy that we leave is to
change in facilitation of the funding that we give. The other important one is to promote and facilitate national and international liaison between individuals and institutions in respect of the arts. Because if we continue to work in silos, we will not have that liaison. But we have decided to work very actively to promote networking amongst national and international arts organizations. In the next slide, Chair, I just want to highlight the work of the Council is facilitated by the Executive Committee, Audit and Risk Committee, but most important, under the Human Resources Committee, we were very sad to lose one of our valuable members, Dr. Nanga Lidobo, who was an advocate, and we buried him 2 months ago. Yes, he died in a motorcycle accident, and we were very, very sad to lose him. The minister has appointed 3 new members, because we also lost other members for various reasons. In the next slide, I think this one is very important because these are part of our strategic objectives. And the first one is to contribute to redress and transformation in the arts. We are very determined to bring about transformation to ensure that people who have not received any support from us come to the top of the pile, and I will explain that when we discuss our new funding model. The second bullet point talks about that. We want to develop an effective funding model that will support the NAC in achieving its mandate. We want to promote the work of the NAC amongst critical stakeholders. Now that is very, very important because we need to unlock new resources and create partnerships, particularly with business funding organizations. Because our minister is very determined that the arts will become part of Mozambique's golden economy. And as a National Arts Council, we believe that we cannot become part of this economy unless we start getting access to things like business people. And to do that, we need to introduce entrepreneurship. And that is why it's very important for us to interact with government institutions like the National Empowerment Fund, so that we develop our artists. The bit of money that we have, when we give it to artists, we want our artists to think about how they can make that pot grow bigger, so that they start running art enterprises, and then they can move, and then we get a new crop of artists. That is the only way that we are going to grow the art. So entrepreneurial development is very, very important for us. In our organizational structure, I know it's a bit difficult to read because it's small. However, the highlight there is that we are in the process of appointing a new CEO. And that has happened because our CEO is moving to the Department of Arts and Culture, which we think is a good thing, because it says to us as the National Arts Council that when we recruit good people, that other people want. So our CEO is going to the Department of Arts and Culture, and we are in the process of finalizing negotiations with the new CEO, who hopefully will start work on the 1st of July. Oh, and our current CEO is going to the Department of Arts and Culture, and then she GDG. Yes, so we should actually. The other highlight is that we've had problems with our supply chain management, and that is a well-known fact, and that we have been working on. So we've worked hard to appoint a supply chain manager officer who will help us deal with all our procurement issues so that we comply and we avoid fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Now, under our program, that is just to highlight how we have divided the National Arts Council into 4 main divisions. One is the arts development, our HR, finance, and IT, which falls under our chief financial officer. The research more critical than research. So when we are ready to appoint a research manager, we will do that. The communication and PR division to us is very critical because that is where we keep our stakeholders informed about the work that we do. We have also discovered that proactive communication helps. I'll give an example. After we had given our funding for institutional grants, we decided that before we allocated the money, we would go to the media and we would inform our stakeholders about how we came to these decisions. And that has helped us avoid a lot of some negative reactions. Because, and I think I've mentioned this at the last meeting when we were here, that, you know, when you are set to transform, you are bound to meet with negative reactions from people who have had life good all along, you know, people that have come to expect that they will keep getting grants. And when you say to them, hold on, let us review how we have been doing this, so that we can give also to those who have not been getting anything in the past, then you are bound to get negative reactions. But we have found that by being proactive and telling our stakeholders what we are doing, why we are doing it, and how we are going to do it, then there is a common understanding and people tend to then work with us and support the work we are doing. Now, some unaudited highlights from the 2012-2013 year. The first one is our new funding model, which we developed in order to work on the redress and transformation that I keep stressing. Our model is designed to be equity-based. It is responsive to the needs and life cycle stage of artists and arts organizations. And by that we mean the beginners. We have beginners, organizations and individuals, and then we have intermediates. And then we have the ones that know what they're doing because they have been around for a long time. And that is how we have structured our funding model. And it also enables us to empower women, youth, and people with disabilities as part of the strategy of redress and transformation. Now, the next slide gives the funding model in more detail, because we decided that 50% of the funding that we give will go to the foundation phase. Those are the beginners. These are emerging artists and organizations, and it is a medium-term to multi-year funding. In other words, we will fund those organizations for 3 years, but obviously they have to meet the criteria that we have. And then 30% will go to intermediate phase, the intermediate or mid-career artists and organizations. Again, it is medium-term to multi-year. And then the established phase. Now, these are people that are up and running, they know what they are doing, they are experienced, and it will be shorter-term funding. And this framework informs both the number of beneficiaries and the funding allocation. And when, as council, we review recommendations that have been made, when we review the grants that we've made, we make sure that each of the panels that comes and presents to us adheres to that funding model, because that is the only way that we are going to make a lasting change. Now, the performance against the objectives that we've set ourselves, I must point out, Chairperson and Honourable Members, that we took a conscious decision to reduce funding in provinces that have received more funding in the past. And those provinces are Gauteng, Western Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. And we have decided to focus on the less developed provinces, which are listed there, which are Eastern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northwest, and Northern Cape. So we made 223 grants to those provinces. 220 grants were made to organizations that are run by women, as well as individual women in the arts. We made 231 grants to young people and organizations that are led by the youth. We made 7 grants to organizations in support of people with disabilities. That is a beginning, and we will continue to focus because we want to see that number, you know, grow. And then 8
projects were initiated to build art management capacity in various sectors and across the sector as a whole, because it does not help for us to keep bemoaning the fact that our organizations are not run well if we do not set aside time and money and effort to help them to improve. The next one I've talked about the effective funding model, and which I believe is one of our greatest achievements. And then fulfilling the mandate of the National Arts Council in as far as international exchange and partnerships. And here, Chairperson, I must highlight the France South Africa season. We were in Paris 3 weeks ago for the launch of the French program, which went very, very well. We really were very proud to be associated with that. And also very proud that the DAC asked the National Arts Council to run the France South Africa season. We had three major events. One of them was the launch of the Nelson Mandela exhibition in the Paris City Hall, and we had the mayor, we had our ambassador, our Belgian ambassador, and a very, very impressive exhibition, very big exhibition, which we hope will come back and be permanent in South Africa so that our children will be able to do that. We then also took over Paris for a day because we lit the Eiffel Tower in the colors of the South African flag, and we are very proud and thank the National Anthem. This is a very, very, very good occasion. And then we had... and then we also had a poetry session with some of South Africa's leading poets. We had Kopenza Kosisile, and we had Dr. Walisa Rote, with some of the French poets, of course, and there was reading of poetry and some music, and we took over some of our artists, of course, you know, South African entertainment, we can never go without that. We had Kunze Kenisi, and it was fun for us to listen to the French people trying to pronounce the word Kunze Kenisi, but it went very, very well. And then as a follow-up, the eight youngsters that left last week, they were doing a project with the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund, and these kids have gone over to go and debate and talk about how they feel about being born in a democratic South Africa. And it's kind of a school children, which is really, really impressive. So those are the highlights. And then, of course, we have 1,000 artists who will be performing and showcasing during the France South Africa season. So international partnerships are expanding, and we do hope that the DAC will continue to show confidence in the National Arts Council to give us an opportunity to continue running these programs. Under advocating the benefits of the arts and creating partnerships, we are working very closely with our provincial stakeholders. We've got a few representatives of provinces in the National Arts Council, and we continue working with them. We have upscaled our communication. We now have a newsletter. We do a number of press releases and partnership with key niche publications. And then, of course, we've got to keep up with the time. So some of us are learning about Facebook and WhatsApp, all these nice things that young people talk about. And then we will continue to create programs in support of young people and audience development. We've talked about the funding model, where we create more opportunities for up-and-coming young people so that they can move to intermediate, and hopefully in a few years they will be able to mentor the others, because mentorship is also very, very important for sharing of skills. And then I've talked about the France South Africa season, where we work on some youth exchange projects. Right, now under the grant funding, we have three categories. We have projects, then we have local and international bursaries, which are very important. But when we look at these bursaries, we are very strict in the sense that if a course is offered in South Africa, we will not give out hundreds of thousands of rand for people to go and study overseas when the courses are available here. Because the pie is small, and we have got to share it amount and number. So instead of giving one person 200,000 to go and study a course,
580 individuals and arts organizations. I think, and I can say that with confidence, that we have defined our funding model, we have defined our funding system, and when as council we sit and we go through each and every application, because we want to understand why has this one been given that and not that. So we are very, very strict with that. Our funding by grant type, that is just a graph to show how we split the funding projects into 15%, those are organizations, individuals 9%, bursaries 2%, and then we have block bursaries that we give to universities and they administer those, but again we are very strict about the criteria. Emergency funding normally happens around about September, that is why at this stage we've given almost nothing. Festival funding is 12%. As organizations, as I said, get the bulk, which is 31%, and then orchestra funding, which is a ring fence amount of funding, they get 24%. Now, funding by province, and I myself questioned the fact that I said earlier that we've reduced funding in Gauteng, KZN, Northern Cape, but Gauteng still looks a bit. But the reason is that we've taken the amount of money that we give in the Gauteng province and we split it into transforming the arts in the province. What I mean by that is that the funding has gone to Ekurhuleni, Mamelodi, Sebokeng, Orange Farm, areas that we have not funded previously. So we have been very, very careful about who we have funded. KZN has come down, as I said, Western Cape has come down, and the other provinces are going up. Eastern Cape has shot up a little bit, two states and so on. Okay? Right. Our service delivery environment, the demand on resources still exceeds the funds available. We get applications per person for billions of rand, and then we have to sit because, as I said, the size of the pie is small, the numbers are high, so we have to sit down and make sure that we share this pie equitably so that we continue to transform and we fund particularly those people that have never been funded. Because it's life is like that. People have been funded, expect to be funded, those that have not been funded sometimes despair and do not come to us for funding. That is why we have to take deliberate action to go out. We hold workshops. We explain how we fund so that we encourage those people that sometimes would despair. We encourage them to say, no, come, let's sit down. We will assist you with your application. So we give deliberate assistance so that we fund people who previously did not get any funding. So that chart is really to show the seven disciplines that we fund, which are craft, dance and choreography, literature, the multi-discipline category, music and opera, art and music, theatre and musical, and then visual art. Mm-hmm. So those are all the disciplines that we get, but we can only give the award as indicated. We do realize the need to redistribute resources, I've talked about that, and then the funding and functionality of provincial arts and culture councils in some provinces need ongoing attention. We've met with MINMEC, we've met with the provincial councils, we've had workshops with them, and we will continue working with on that. So it's very important for us to have a presence in the provinces so that those provincial councils can then advise us, because we do not know what's happening in Limpopo, for example. But if we work closely with the provincial arts council in Limpopo, they can then advise us on how to distribute the funding.
compared to the other organizations is minuscule. And then you look at the National Lottery Distribution Fund, which made grants to the value of 52 million. The National Arts Council made grants to the value of 52 million to 374 organizations. The National Lottery Fund made grants to the value of 459 million to a less number of organizations. Now, our Minister Mashatile is talking to the National Lottery Fund to see how we can work together in distributing some of the money that is given to our organizations. Because as I said previously, we are confident that we've got a good funding model and we have got good funding systems and we have got good monitoring systems. Because if we give money to an organization for year one, and say you will come and report to us and give us documents 1, 2, 3. If they do not give us document number 3, they do not get the money. That's how strict we are. So they have got to conform, they have got to comply before we release the next tranche. And that's how we have defined our funding model. Now, the next slide really shows the targets against which we measure ourselves, because we believe that if we set ourselves strategic objectives with no targets, then we will not be able to measure the way that we do. So we have taken each strategic document, strategic objective, and we have developed a scorecard so that at the end of the of specific period, we can sit and say, okay, we said we will have 60 organizations from historically disadvantaged provinces, how are we doing? So I will not take you through that chapter because we would need a copy, but that is how we measure ourselves. That's the next one, all the ones under the strategic objectives and the measurements that we have set ourselves. Can we just go to those? Yeah. Corporate governance and trade is very, very important, and that is why we have to make sure that we have the right caliber of council members on board so that we all participate in running a smart and efficient organization. I'd now like to ask our deputy chairperson to take us through the budget. Thank you.
Thank you, chairperson. Thank you, honorable members. Just going straight to the budget, I think that was also highlighted by the chairperson of the portfolio committee at the beginning. The budget allocations that we have for the MTEF. If you look at the next slide, page 30, you'll realize that for the year 2012-2013, we almost had the same budget. We literally did not. I mean, it is very flat at 87 million. And we'll only be getting an increase of almost about 5.7, which would be 92 million for the 2014-2015. So again, not complaining, as the chairperson has indicated, we are running 7 disciplines of the arts, and we are literally very tight on budget, vis-a-vis the NABF, which is running 1 discipline, and most probably Heritage, which is also literally focusing on the area which is singular. So the fact that we have not been increasing, it is understandable. Maybe at that time the controls were not in order, a new board came in, new management structure came in, the DAC has started having confidence in the NAC, we're receiving more projects, we have really looked at our funding model, so we would definitely be, urging the department to start giving more trust to us and probably start and assisting in that regard. The next page, that's the page which is giving the breakdown of the allocation that we have of the 87 million. The first one, which is the orchestra, that we absolutely have no control on. That is the money that we call ring fence. It just comes straight from the department. It's 3 orchestras. All that we do, we facilitate the administration part of that. Of the 17 million to orchestras. That is the KZN orchestra and the 2 orchestras that are based here in the Western Cape. The other section there, which is compensation, that is almost our salary bill to the entire organization. services, 5 million, 5.8 million rand. Bearing in mind that according to the Act, we can only use 25% of our total budget towards administration, and 75% of the allocation we receive from the department, it goes straight to allocation to the artist. So that is a strict control that we always have to adhere to. We are being audited on that on an annual basis, that 75% of the money or the allocation we're getting from the department, it goes straight to the artist, and the other 25% is for administration. And depreciation is 503,000, and as you can see there, the transfer is what we will then be the money that would be allocating straight to the artist. Going further, that is just a graph which is indicating how the money would have grown on the 2012, or would have been spent on the 2012-2013 and 2013-2014. And you will see, as I said, there was no increase at all in our budget, so you will see that the allocations and the spending were almost as close as possible to, I mean, previous year to the following year. So no major discrepancy. The sole question that we've always been having, the downtown studio, progress has been made on that. The transfer was approved by the minister on the fourth quarter of the 2012-2013. We are underway. We are just at the moment facilitating the transfer of the buildings and all of that, and then we are awaiting the guidance from Treasury with regard to the mechanisms of transfer, and we will be, this will be dealt with very soon. The building assets have been the building assets have been integrated into annual financial statements of the NAC as per the agreed treatment with AG. And the assets will accordingly be audited by AG in the 2012-2013 regularity audit. If you still remember, this is the method that has been impacting on the NAC. The audit method for the 2010-2011, we had a we had an adverse audit finding, which is the one which included the fruitless and wasteful expenditure. That is, when this board came on board, we had the case of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Forensic audit was instituted. It is completed. At the moment, we are currently working on disciplinary hearings that are currently taking place, and that will then be reported to the portfolio committee once that process has been fully completed. So it is currently underway, implementing the recommendations of the forensic audit. 2011-2012, we've been getting qualified audits. That is mainly on the basis of the downtown studio issues that we've been having. Last year as well, the qualification was on the material misstatement in non-compliance with PFMA and regulation of non-compliance with GRAP, that was predominantly with merging the downtown studio with NAC. Downtown studio, if you remember, I'm not going to dwell much on it, just to clarify, it is a subsidiary of the NAC that we did not have accountability on. It had a separate board that was not reporting to the NAC board, but that has all been consolidated. Finances have been consolidated. It is a legal and legitimate subsidiary of the NAC, now falling under the NAC and reporting to the NAC. That was the qualification we had. For the 2012-2013 annual financial statement, the quality assurance has been conducted. Annual financial statement by the NAC by the NAC internal auditors. So all those statements that we had in the prior year, we worked very hard, they are all under control, and we are confident that we would not have the same recurring for the audit which is currently taking place at the moment. Chairperson also indicated that we have appointed the supply chain officer, which is as a result of the fruitless and wasteful expenditure we had experienced as the annual financial statements of the 2010-2011 that is also dealt with. And I do thank you.
Thank you for this very good presentation. We gave you 20 minutes, just exceeded by a few minutes, but thank you very much for this presentation of the ACP. Before I continue, I would like to mention that we now have a chairperson of the committee, Ms. Sunduza, she's here. She was just delayed. After we finish this session, she will take over the second session. Thank you. Can we have the names of those who would like to get clarifications or questions about the museum? We can have the names written down. Then I think you'll answer all the questions. They will just give you the questions, and then when they are through, you can answer. If we're for the second round, we are going to do that. Those who want to answer questions, just raise up your hands. I think they have already raised their hands. All right. Ms. Sunduza?
I just want from NAC to Ashok, have you researched this is what you can read and write? Because they might cannot be able to read and write, but they are very talented because the people who are doing import of water are using the old people who can't even read and write. So I have to research this. That's my first question and concern. The younger staff that you're speaking about that are coming from all over, who are part of this franchise, where are they coming from? We've been invited to this place. You find that all those youngsters are coming from Soweto. They are coming from Kwamashu. You don't have these youngsters coming from these other places as well. But also, as much as we are transforming our country, I don't believe that also certain races must be excluded as well. Because yes, for a transforming country, obviously we less are in majority. But you find that sometimes we reach certain extent that the other people are not included, especially when we speak about our flat land. I'm sorry, Chair, two more questions. I've been looking at your report, and I've spoken about, I want to speak about this Oxford Orchestra. I believe, this is my own analysis, that it's still one of the most untransformed portion, part of the NAC, but we spend a lot of time, you know. So what are the transformation journey that we are bringing? That's just to ensure that that's a part of it. And when I say less, I mean, you know how the definition of less is in South Africa. If you're even saying this one, even this one next to me is less. When I don't know, some questions. I think I've spoken. Okay, I'm happy about the, when you speak about the lottery, because I was going to ask what is your role with the lottery as well. But Chairperson, maybe you could tell this committee, why do we have so many meetings? You had about 125 meetings throughout the 2011, 2012 financial year, you know? And it costed a lot of honorariums. I'm not saying you must not get them because you deserve it, but I'm just checking. And maybe the challenges that are within the NAC on its own, or maybe just clarify. On the last question, it's focused about budgets. I was looking at your annual report of 2011-2012, and there's a person by the name of Andy Mzulu received a budget of 200,000 amongst more than others. Is it because of the postgraduate degree, scholar, or is it related to someone? Maybe those are the questions. Thank you. That's my question.
Thank you. The names that I have here is Wasunduza, Mushwana, Pamisa, these are the other names. Pamisal Bay. Who's that? Mushwana.
Thank you very much. But then it will go with the writer. There are nothing who are many here who have few these documents that have photocopied for us. Because we are few and we take this to the people down there. It will be appreciated if we can get one like you know when you talk with the color sensor. Yeah, the original one. What I'm trying to say is that the original one will last for a very long time. That's the column. Now on page 4, I'm talking to your money. I see that you are giving opportunity for persons. And I'm reading at that first one and I'm checking if opportunity for persons wouldn't be there if you accept opportunities by finding people from all walks of life. Because if you say persons, you can choose the two people. You know, it's persons, I know. And you're saying persons, you can argue that persons is human beings. But one looking at this one, you can come with only three people and say, yeah, well, that is we said we are finding persons. Like your magic must definitely explain that we are being funded. I don't know how to put it, but it should be. 9 brothers. Why? Sir, it could have been easy to have 9. If you talk of representing the prophet. And then we go to page 12. You have given highlights of the beneficiaries, and you say 2, 3 grand. Not 2, 3 lakh, but the number that you're presenting, you know, whether it's millions, whatever. But at least, how much for each, at least? Because I see you have given that number. But is it possible to come with a breakdown so that we know exactly? Unless it's somewhere in another page where you are not, you will simply refer to the page if I miss it. Thank you. And on page 19, that you on service business, you talk of the demands that are so huge. Yes, I think I agree with you. But then I'm looking at the list that you have put. Your class, your dance, your literature, and so forth. And I think everybody can dance. Even people who cannot read and write, they can dance. You know, Africans can do this. And I'm looking at the graphic. Something, the multi-discipline goes very up. But that is for the learning, according to me. Such that I think you need to check and see if people are given required opportunities. Not regarding to their education skills. And the last one is on page, it's on page 19, although it's nearly to page 82. Your service delivery environment again is a challenge indeed. And when we go to page 82, the last one, is there a percentage that guides in your budget on a compensation of your employees? I see they are in so much. You have given us that, but is there a percentage so that we know that from your budget, so much percent is strictly for compensation? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable from Southwest.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to the NAC for the presentation. My first question, I want to refer to slide 11, where we're talking about the beneficiary profile. Can you give us an indication of what type of criteria do you use to choose or to decide which beneficiaries you should assist? The criteria, and then who decides on that criteria? That's my first one, and then slide 12 I've been covered. Slide 16, you mentioned the three orchestras. I was going to ask which orchestras are being benefited. You mentioned that, but and then about the festival funding. Which festivals do you fund? Can you name them for us? And then my last one is the famous downtown studio. We went through that last year as well. I just want to know, when the transfer has been finalized, what obligations, financial especially obligations, will the National Arts Council have towards downtown studios? You've talked about a subsidiary of NAC. What exactly does that entail? I thank you very much, Chief.
Thank you, Honourable Member, Honourable Moss.
Thank you very much, Chief President, and so thank you very much, National Arts
Council. Mine is on page 12.
Why was this grants all the years only be given to 3 provinces? We are 19 years of democracy, and we have put legislation in place that we will be discussing this, and we will deal with a few of us who will be amazed and we must pass because we're tightening the policy. On the issue of transformation, and also on the issue of the when you're talking about the procurement, we must transform. We must. What does the sake is we have MP parking the legislation? But our entities who matter, who are part of department, is not implemented. Then we have obligations. And that's why the role of the council must foresee that those legislations that we pass in this parliament will be implemented. And we as the politicians or as MPs, as public leaders, we go to the oversight. And then we work with the side where we see it is not implemented by anybody. We can't compromise that. Otherwise we compromise democracy. That's why I'm asking the question, why all those provinces were there, all these years? Then we not transform the other areas. And as the Honorable Calvary was asking, you must give them those festivals in the provinces. We have year by year festivals in the same provinces. So they will be double. Be empowered and benefited. That's why you're sitting with the other provinces where people lose confidence, they lose hope in this democracy. In page 60, what are the criteria that NAC used on the issue of on the issue of grants to those who apply? Because like the lottery fund, when it came to the portfolio committee 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they make a presentation to the portfolio committee how the people can apply and who. And who can apply and who can qualify and what is the criteria. So I think NAC must give us also because we also can assist you. Because why is it necessary? We can also assist you because we don't have only a PCO of a consistency day deep in the rural district. And that's what you say you have a PCO day. You must serve the people. That administrator who are in the office, when people come to that office and they have an idea, that administrator or that MP must look to the idea and know for who can they behave to develop that idea. If it is us, that MP can take that art idea and behave with the institute dealing with that. That's why I'm asking the question. The issue of the funding model that the new ones you use, well, that the funding also, the new model also cover your operational structure. I mean, I saw one of your slides is your structure of the organization. And what is the plan for the next few years on the issue of your funding? What is the plan? Because your funding must go with the plan for a period of 5 years, of
3 years or 2 years, whatever. My question is, if you're saying for the extra findings come from the department and you're dealing with the administration, what will be better for you as NSC? If the department is giving the funding for that, but you must do the administration, and what is the and how much is that cost for the administration? Is it not more burden on you? If the department, if you say the department is giving the funding and you must deal with the administration, why can the department not do it themselves? So giving that burden on NEC. I mean, there's a lot of things that you must deal with. Because for me, I have a problem with this. You can, if a department can then open that. Lastly, Chairperson, I hear the explanation from the Deputy Chair of the Council saying that all the fruitless expenses and those irregularities were happening in the past, and there was a forensic investigation, blah blah blah, and we'll come back to the committee to brief us when things be finalized. I don't know if the forensic investigation has been finalized. and the report is maybe adopted in the council. If it is so, why was it not included in this report? Why? Because one thing is, how will we make sure? How will we be sure that we will receive it? Why I'm saying this? We are in the middle of this year. I'm not sure, Jefferson, to you, to Jabu, when will this entity on the agenda again? So where we can get a proper report. Because nowadays it's more so in this country. Those is corrupt. I don't want to listen to the newspaper. I want to hear from straightly from the National Arts Council. What is the outcome of the report? What is the funding? Who will be the follow up on what that we can hear plainly from you, because it's where you must come to account to us. Not the newspaper must account to us, the newspapers or those gossip pages or whatever. We want to hear straightly from you as the council and from the APC, those who must account to us, so that we can hear straight from the host mouth, not from the news. I'm asking a newspaper for now. I like to hear straight from the people. So that's my contribution to this thing.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Tapana.
First of all, Honorable Sundoza, actually all my colleagues who spoke before me, they have covered a lot of my questions. You know, before 1994, rural people were very, very neglected. So we are very concerned about that, because it's now Dr. Pascal Bates have partly covered me, but I just want to know exactly in the formation phase, how are you going to identify this phase? In page number 12, it comes to my third comment. Are you really known by your people? I've also been covered partly by Honorable Mshwana as to how many provinces. But now I'm concerned now, my concern is 220 grants were made to organizations that are steered by women. Where are those? And how did you identify those you have granted them? In page 14. Creative programs, that is the priority, creative programs support of young people and against development. Where is this youth coming from? Is there any rural area that this youth are talking about? This is the second from the bottom in the highlight slide. In page 17, I am not convinced about the explanation as why this biasness towards housing projects. You have made your explanation, but I'm not convinced. Definitely, Gauteng is one of the smallest provinces. But a lot of money goes to Gauteng, followed by Western Cape. It also now goes back to what I am saying, that the rural people are neglected. And we are concerned about this. Why this biasness towards Gauteng? Because I am really not convinced about your explanation. In page 20, it comes to one thing. Low levels of applications in some provinces. Are you known by those provinces? Because to say there is low level of risk from those provinces, if you are not known, that is not the reason. Are you known by those provinces? In page 21, made grants to the value of, okay, what criteria did you use to allocate this grant? This is page 21, 52,846,000. Which credit did you use, and also in this forest, 9 million, which credit did you use to allocate that grant? In page 22, the whole of that, how many from each province? In page 22, I think even now I still have some more. Let me stop here, Honorable
Member.
Thank you, Honorable
Member. Honorable Mabuna.
Thank you, Chair. I only have one question, I believe. The other one is that one of downtown studio. It's long that we have been talking about the transfers by the minister, the treasury, and so on. Maybe let's just put it as other members have indicated. The latest developments. And we know somewhere, somehow, maybe as a council, you might not be having that authority to do as you want. You rely on the authority above you, like departments, like treasury regulations, and all those things. But the latest development, because you agreed and you have indicated, Chairperson, here, even today, that these things always affect you in your audit, audit committees and whatever, financial. So you should be having that. that serious concern, and we should also come out with something. Maybe if we are being, be told about the latest development, so that you do away with it. Because I feel also that you have that concern, because AD is always behind you telling you one story and so on and so on. Despite the fact that you say you are talking to them and they know the problem. This one that I said just one question. It says those audit matters again. You see, let's agree that maybe even if we didn't know much about the whole process within that within your concept, the one affecting problem maybe should be that one of downtown cities. But when you talk about the misstatements, the non-compliance with the PFMA and treasury regulations, it boils again to the fact that maybe the council also hasn't put the right people on the right position. Because when we talk about the missing of statements, if I interpret it correctly, it tells you something that maybe you are dealing there with the so-called human element. People are there just for the sake of occupying positions, but they don't have that enthusiastic to do the work. So maybe you can also clarify a little bit why this one, and what are the strategies that at this time and point you are putting on so that you deal with this kind of thing. I know it's not easy to deal with the person, but whoever is being appointed in a position, the authority is there to deal with that kind of person. So if you have a plan and a strategy, you can talk to them so that we can understand that there will be an improvement of some kind. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Shirley.
Thank you, Chair. My concern. Maybe the president would go block by block, so that I must understand. But if he go or she go block by block, can she just explain in terms of this organogram? Then gender part of it. Secondly, the race part of it. The people with disability in your organogram. And whether did we have in your, because you said it's a new board, we have a new post that has been created. And whether I found it, or do we have any vacancy post that I found? That are funded. Those are my questions, Chair. Because really, I wanted to understand the slides, but I can't.
Thank you, Honorable Member. As you have flew today, I was wondering why you're not raising your hand. Thank you.
Yes, Honorable, my hand was up in the beginning, but I thought you've got something against me today, but...
Because
you
are a most
favorable one. Oh. I'm so honored. It's all right. Thank you, Chairperson. You know, I want to be a bit philosophical. You know, in your mandate, you say... And I agree with this, but it's very easy to say, but very difficult to do. To promote the appreciation, understanding, and enjoyment of the arts. Shoot, it's a mouthful. How do you do it? To promote the general application of the arts in the community. How? To foster the expression of a national identity and consciousness by means of the art. Can you give me examples? How do you do that? Because this is actually a mouthful. You know, I'm very honest with you, and to click on with Honorable Kurai. I want to tell you, and you can prove me wrong. I want to tell you, you are promoting yourself very, very badly. Very badly. I've got an idea what you offer to the community and the artists in our South Africa. It's far more that the people even know about. There's a lot of artists, you know. You could ask anyone, you know, you want to be a famous singer or a painter or an actor or an actress or a sculptor. There's art in each of us. And I want to say to you that the National Arts Council wasn't very well promoted. If I look in somewhere, I couldn't find it just now. Early this morning, I read, you set a standard for yourself to put out 12 radio interviews this year. That's nothing. You can do 12 radio interviews, organize 12. I can arrange 12 interviews immediately. How many community radio stations are there? How many community newspapers are there? I'm not looking at the SABC with all the Zulu, Xhosa, Afrikaans, English radio stations. Go to the SABC and tell them what your need is. You want to promote this. And I think you will be surprised. Go to newspapers. Promote yourself. You are the promotions manager. I don't want to be harsh on you, but I think you are underperforming, really, because the product you give to the people is so good, but people don't know about you. I'm very, very honest. Or maybe you don't want to have the people to know about you, otherwise it will give you a lot of work. Maybe you prefer it like that. Maybe I can accuse you of being snobs. Don't want to deal with all the people in the country and to deal with the underprivileged in the rural areas or wherever. And you will agree with me, you know, there are so many exceptional artful people. Well, I don't know if that's correct word, but you know what I mean. In rural South Africa, everywhere. And some of them just need a little push forward. Yes, like. Or maybe one person can say, your art is good. You must do something about it. You must promote it. And you know, before we reach this, I'm very honest, we will get nowhere within Zambia's golden economy in South Africa. Of course, we're talking about a lot of it, but we are not doing enough in a secondary to promote the people. And I urge you, go out, go to the community radio stations, go to the community newspapers, and reach out to the people. I think you can do more to reach out and to promote your product. And you know, it's not too hard to promote your product because there are so many people that need the product you can give. The product coming out of the pockets of the taxpayer in South Africa. And that's the, you know, it's a big problem. There's a lot of money in South Africa, but we must use it wisely. And the money is there. We know that, but use it wisely. And I just want to ask you this downtown. I think it's a wild goose chase, the downtown studios, but that's my opinion. But can you just give me a monetary value? What does it cost to the department or who else? And then there's another important thing. You say in your strategic objectives, contributing to redress and transformation of the arts. It's big words, you know, it's loaded, it's so powerful. But how? Developing an effective funding model that supports the energy and achieving its mandate. I see you are moving to a new funding model, you're on the way there. But maybe you can just explain, how do you reach the core of your job with this new funding model? Will it make it easier to do what you have to do and to fulfill the full mandate of the NSD? And then, advocating the benefits of the art and the work of the NAC, I nearly, this morning when I read it, I nearly flunked and say ANC, then I said NAC. Amongst critical stakeholders to create partnerships and unlock new resources. Where is that new resources? Have you identified that? Or is it just a nice word to put in to impress maybe the chairperson of the committee or whatever? There must be something. And, you know, including youth development and audience development. This is one of the most difficult things in the world, is audience development. And you know that. But are you making progress? And everyone wants to develop an audience. That's a very, very difficult thing. I'll stick to that, chairperson. I didn't disappoint you, although I was last. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I knew you were going to close it. We were just behind time. I'm sure they finished at about 10:35. It's now 11, almost 11 or 8 or so. We still have another, the Ezekiel Museum, to present. And you'll agree with me that all the questions are very necessary, very valuable. I'm not sure, chairperson, there, if perhaps we could allow them to give the answers in writing. We circulate the answers because I feel we may not do justice in 5 minutes. Because all these questions here, you have listened to what they have said. I'm not sure whether the members do agree with me.
I'll support you on that.
Thank you.
11/2012, on page 35, you gave a bursary to Andile Mruli of 198,000. He's doing a postgraduate. I just think it's a bit too high when you have quite a lot of students, even if they're undergraduate, to give them
that's
in the
annual report. Yeah.
The annual report. You will go and look at it. And another thing I wanted to just to find out that I'm not sure whether it was in internal auditing that can reduce the money when you do external auditing, because I see they spent about 1.1 million on audit fees. Because they count the number of hours that they do a book. But if you do the internal audit, the hours will be less. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Over to you, 5 minutes. We still have two other programs.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I was sitting here listening to all the questions and discussions and thinking in an ideal world we've got all these questions beforehand, but of course it doesn't happen that way. You know, human beings don't interact that way. But I can assure the portfolio committee that we have got answers to most of the questions. The difficulty is when we are asked to come and present, we don't really know what to present because we could have come with the criteria. Could have come, because when we sit and we review recommendations from the panel, because how we, and I know I'm going to go all over because I can't answer all questions. When we review the recommendations that are being made by the panels, we have 7 panels. And those panels are not only NAC people. We have people from academic institutions, we have professors, we have people from the provinces that advise us on how to give these grants. So we sit and we debate with them, and I promise you that we have a breakdown of urban-rural. That's their problem. We've got a breakdown by urban-rural, we've got a breakdown by gender, we've got a breakdown by race, and I like the suggestion that some of these questions we should answer in writing. And we will, I think I've made careful note, and we will also get a recording to make sure that do that. The provincial outreach, we do provincial roadshows, but we need to get a breakdown of exactly which areas have been visited, so that we as council can also make sure that they are reaching out to the most rural areas. So we will do that. The question around how much of our allocation goes to compensation is 17%. We are allowed to use 25% of our allocation from DAC towards our running costs, and 17% of that goes to compensation. The number of applications versus what we are able to give, that is on slide number 19. So we will give a breakdown of that as to how many we get and how many we are able to allocate to. And then we will give a breakdown exactly of the criteria that we give. The beneficiary criteria, I talked about the orchestras, it's KZN and then it's 2 in the Western Cape. Now that we get the money from DAC and we really do not have a control, as the deputy chairperson said. We are told which orchestras we administer the money. We administer the funding. The festival funding, the one that came to mind when we were asked which festivals, I know we support Art Club.
And the National Art Festival.
But we will give a breakdown of which one and exactly how much goes to each one.
There's some in the book as well. That we, in fact, let me clarify that the festival we declared that we were not going to be funding the festival at all. And we gave that to the department last year. But we had a little bit of money that we had, I mean, this time around, which we could still allocate to the festival. The department did a call.
genesis of our book. And we do believe that once that is done and it is transferred to this entity, that will then be governed like we are governed through rules and regulations, then we do not have any additional obligations. But we have said that we will not just dump them, we will hold their hands to make sure that there is a transition from NAC to them being independent. But downtown has got its own governing body, which we are working with in order to hand over. And hopefully that will be done. It's only the transfer. It is the legalities of the transfer that have to take place. But otherwise, everything else has been done. So that is as far as downtown goes. The really great transformation and how we are doing that. I think we need to go into more detail. Do you want
to? Let me take that chance. If we go to page 17 of the slides quickly, and when this council came on board, there are people that have been beneficiaries from the NAC for periods of close to 6, 9 years to 12 years. These are the people that have been consistently getting money from the NAC. They have created a culture of dependency to the NAC. They have perfected the model of applying to the NAC. And this is exactly what this council did when we came on board, to start streamlining all of those institutions. And predominantly, they were white institutions. They had perfected the model of applying. They were double dipping from other institutions. It was happening over and over and over again. And we started correcting that. We looked into those institutions. If you look at the graph, what we're doing at the moment is that we're doing a reach out through awareness campaigns going into the popular classical case, Honorable Shuan. There has been a lot of roadshows that happened in Limpopo. You can see the increase that is coming out of Limpopo. The women that have benefited from Limpopo, particularly rural, the Northern Cape, we've had almost close to nothing from the Northern Cape. Chances of applications coming out of provinces outside Gauteng for them to get money is more than anybody who is applying from Gauteng. So what we're doing is awareness, making those people aware. And Honorable Van der Beek, you said to us, we must promote. But for us, it is difficult to just be on the newspaper rather than doing a roadshow, because a roadshow is going to talk to what the chairperson of the committee has indicated, that we must go to those people, educate them in their own language, how they apply. We literally go to the roots. We go there. Free State is going up. Gauteng, yes, the greener part of Gauteng, you'll see that it has gone down. But a lot of people in Gauteng have also benefited from the townships. This money was concentrated in Johannesburg. Dance Forum, those are the beneficiaries. Dance Forum is one of those predominantly white-driven institutions that has been benefiting for the last 9 years. It was going to continue to benefit from the NAC up to this far. Gauteng, what is shot up in there is the townships in the Vaal Triangle, Sebokeng, Vereeniging, Mamelodi on the Pretoria side. Those are the townships that have benefited. And taking the concentration from Johannesburg, where the money used to be concentrated. Yeah. So in the provinces, there are fewer applications that are coming, but we are reaching out certainly to them. For us to go and spend money on radio station, Honorable Van der Beek, rather than having a big roadshow of personally going in there, talk to those people, reach out to them, bearing in mind that we have only 25% of the money to administer and do. We are very constrained when it comes to spending on marketing. So roadshows and awareness campaigns, physically they work for us rather than doing those. We would appreciate to do those and tell as many people as possible. And I would like to assure the committee in closing that we are definitely making inroads in going to the provinces. Yes, they were not used to receiving the money. Yes, some of them used to say to us,
We don't even bother applying as an NAC because it was for the chosen few, it was for the elite, it was the people that had perfected applying. Now they are starting to apply, and now they are starting to benefit.
As far as the question from the annual report goes, Chairperson, we will go into the annual report and decide to that. But I just wanted to say that before we came into this meeting, I actually asked our communications manager to say, the money that we spend on this nice, glossy annual performance plan, we could spend in promoting our work. Because some of these, you know, these things take money. There was also a question around monitoring and evaluation. Part of that money we could use to go and visit these projects. I was actually saying to her, now and then we need to create a supplement where we take the projects that we have funded so that South Africa can see that we are indeed funding projects from rural areas, as you can see on this cover. But we need to highlight them and say these people are doing this and that. Chairperson, I don't know what else to cover. The forensic investigation, I put my head on the block that we took it very, very serious. We do not appear before SCOPA and not take action after that. We've taken it very seriously. The forensic investigation has been done. The reason why it took a bit long is that we did not even have money in our budget to do it. We had to go and appeal to DHC to assist us. Unfortunately, they did assist us with that. We have finished the investigation. Unfortunately, the hearings are taking a bit long. But the hearings are ongoing now, as we see. And once that is done, Honorable Moss, we will make sure that the report comes to this committee to say, these are the people that were investigated, and this is the action that was taken. Because we've taken that very seriously. We are aware that there are a lot of cases where you hear about them, and then they disappear over the, you know, from the radar screen. We are not doing that. We have really taken this seriously. We will send the criteria for funding, we will send in writing, and we do appreciate the suggestion that the parliamentary offices in the provinces, and then we will work with them. I think there was a misunderstanding on the one slide where we said we have 7 disciplines and 9 provincial representatives. It's not the other way down. We've got a provincial representative from each province. Anything else that I can answer quickly? Chair, can you go back and analyze these questions? And I promise you we will give an answer to each one in as much detail as we can. Because this will also help us as council. It's not only for the portfolio committee, it will also assist us as council to say we need to focus on this and this and that. For the time that
we
still have as council members. Thank you,
Chairperson. I think that's what because where they have given a synopsis of the answers, but we really would love to have the detailed answers and then we can speculate. If we're going on research, but I always can get those papers. I think I'll hand it to the Chairperson to come and just thank you for this presentation before we get to the next presentation. Chairperson, can I invite you to come over? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Shivana, for taking over while I was happy to sit there. So the first bit I can see is also running away from it. I just want to thank NAC. I think one thing I can say, Chair, I would ask the questions to be here by Friday because we're closing. I think by then we'll be able to submit our reports as well on what has been submitted. So by Friday, can we get them just to ensure that we get them by Friday. Unfortunately, we don't have time, and I think the real reason that we had to was our program required that you come and present your ACP.
forth. I think one of the issues that I can just say in closing is that what must be done is that the filling of the CO must not take a long time. Because sometimes it takes a long time, and I must say that to the department, I'm not happy about some of the things, but we'll talk. I'll talk to you after this. There are issues that I wanted to raise, which we raised, and especially the issue of downtown. I think we are really tired of it. I mean, it's over 3 years, over 5 years now that we've been raising the same issue again. And I think it's somehow I feel that we're not taking South Africa serious, you know, about that issue. I don't know. Well, we're raising it in the workshop as well to say this is some of the issues as well. I know, I'm not sure, but just my comment, why did you remove the festivals from the department to the department? But you'll answer that as you bring the question. But as for the issues when the department cannot hold them, some of the results were raised as well. But just a comment to say that I heard you say you were a panel where every academic, but I would recommend and also say to you, have the uneducated as well. The wisdom is there. The organic intellectuals, the wisdom is there. They might not have seen the doors of learning or put their foot in school, but there is more wisdom. Some of us here in this community will work with them. They've never seen the door of school, but the wisdom that you get there is shocking. Actually, members will agree with me. Remember, the social cohesion family, they make more input, more than the academics who would enjoy some of the decisions. The dictionaries that are produced by consults in our own languages is them who are doing those dictionaries and everything. It's just sometimes we tend to think that only the academic education works. I think that's one of those issues. I'd like to thank you for your time, and I will kindly release you. We'll keep on doing our work on oversight, and thank you so much for coming. Members, I'm not sure they want a 5 minute, 10 minute break. Then we can have you people with them. Are they ready? Okay, then they can come for the laptop to the presentation. Thank you. I'll give you 5 minutes break.